This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We are efforting to get Tim Murray, and we'll have to replay that. Do we have Tim? We'll get him. All right. Yeah. So we're efforting to get Tim Murray. We'll get
a
him
guy in the Hall of Fame, and all of a sudden he becomes hard to get. So
we'll have to replay that intro for
Jesus
him.
That's right.
Ben, assuming we get him on, can we reset the intro? Is that possible?
There you go.
Because that's the first time he'll be joining us since entering
on next level, bud.
And joining us now, can we hit the intro here? And joining us now from VSiN, one of the our newest class of IA Hall of Famers from VSiN, it's Tim Murray. And Tim, first and foremost, congratulations. Wow. I'm sure this is the biggest honor of your career.
Well overdue, Tim.
Long overdue.
You know, I've never been inducted into a Hall of Fame.
Yes, you have.
I'm still waiting on the day for Muhlenberg College to call me and tell me that my 100 career points or whatever it was and 4 career starts was good enough to get into the Hall of Fame up there. But, you know, this is a true honor. I had to make you wait, apparently, too. So.
Wow. That's why.
Yeah. Yes. I was sitting there. I was doing some work at my desk, and I'm like, well, I didn't get a DM from the fellas.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all right. I guess you don't need me today, but you had this big grand surprise.
Yes.
So, no, I...
Most people are lost for words when they get bestowed with this honor.
You know,
there's now 9 of you.
Do you want to go into like a Ray Lewis Hall of Fame speech?
Very honored. Yes, I was thinking of maybe doing like Bob Uecker style and just kind of ranting for about 15 minutes or riffing, but man. It is truly, I believe, this is my first Hall of Fame. I'm trying.
It won't
be
your last.
No,
it won't be your last. Is it the Muhlenberg Mules? If it's not, it should be. Is it?
It is, yes.
That's
perfect. Yeah. I believe the story is they were like the Muhlenberg Cardinals in like the early 1900s
or something like that.
And then the newspapers just kept calling them the Mules. And they're like, all right, whatever. We're just going to change it to Mules. So, yes, I believe one of just 3 or 4 institutions out there of higher learning.
Now I want to see your logo. Like now I'm Googling it. Oh, it kind of looks like a bucking bronco.
Like a kicking mule type of deal.
That's a mule. Oh, I would not have guessed mule. I would think like a stampeding bronco. But yeah, I'm really not. I grew up in Highland Town. I didn't have a backyard, so I'm probably wrong on that.
That's a good point.
We had an alley, not a backyard. We played wiffle ball in the alley, but not mine because my alley was too small to play wiffle ball.
It is funny. So my backdrop in my office is rather tongue in cheek. So I have my jersey in the background.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
It's more for just kind of like
self-deprecating.
You know, I see all these Jason's pro athletes.
All over that.
Where all these pro athletes have their like, you know, played for the Ravens or wherever they start at in college. I'm like, hey, you know, I played a couple games of college basketball, throw that in the background. But yeah, it's there.
Once a mule, always a mule. It's like Raven for life.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You get a minute. You get off the bench even once, you're a mule for life, bro.
That's
there's no apologizing for that.
You know, it's senior day all across these Cowboys.
Yes.
Senior day yesterday, UNLV got a upset win over San Diego State. And I'm like, you know, my senior year, one start, and it was truly earned on senior day.
Well, it's senior day.
It's one more than this room got combined.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I started a color war in Camp Skylamar once.
It's senior day in Ann Arbor. And Michigan, 2.5-point favorites over the Terps. What's your lean in that one, Tim?
Ooh, yeah, this is a game, Tim, I have not bet. But, Michigan, I sort of wish Maryland was playing them on Sunday, like when Illinois went to town, because that was a primo spot, and it would have been a great spot to play Maryland, where you've got Maryland coming off of the devastating loss, Michigan coming off of their crazy comeback victory over Rutgers. I would actually lean a little bit Maryland. I have not, like I said, I haven't played this one, but what's interesting about this Michigan team is I'm trying to figure them out. And, you know, when you kind of look at these advanced numbers, the Ken Poms, the Bart Torvik's, etc., some teams are getting a lot of love, and that would be a Gonzaga, for example, who has been, for the most part, been underachieving.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't love Michigan, and here's why. They win close games, and they lose by a lot.
Yeah.
And that's kind of in the way. So let me just run through. Since January 19th for Michigan, they've won by 4-4, 3-4, 3-2, 3-3-2, and they've lost by 27, 13, and 20. It's bizarre. Like, and they're a good team. There's no doubt about it. They're a good team. They've got two bigs in Danny Wolf and Vlad Goldin. Even though Danny Wolf's not your, you know, typical kind of back to the basket type of big, he likes to stretch it out, the Yale transfer. Vlad Goldin is more of your kind of traditional big down low. But yeah, I mean, look, I really like this Maryland team. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. I bet them to make the Final Four. Depth, obviously, is always a concern, I'm sure, as you guys have discussed at length about, you know, it's as good as a starting five as there is out there with the Crab Five. And I know they're going to have the – man, by the way, can I get one of those shirts?
Hey, we're trying to get one.
We were on campus for the last game. We couldn't get them.
Those shirts look sweet.
Yeah.
I got the little crab rocking on my car out here on the back of the car, so people know where I'm from. But I'm excited to watch this one. Don't have a bet on it, but it's certainly a spot that I'm intrigued to see if the Terps can take care of business here as you alluded to, Tim, 2.5-point underdog.
We're talking to Tim Murray. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Tim, we've got conference tournaments going on, Sun Belt Summit, among others. So there's a lot of action out there in college basketball. Is there anything that's caught your eye?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go to Arch Madness. Love this conference. I won't go full on into my dissertation on how to fix college basketball because I can do it. Which is, it makes no sense to me that these one bid leagues don't completely rig the field unless you're the Sun Belt. Shouts to the Sun Belt. I don't know if you've seen their bracket. Go check that out because that's incredible.
It's nuts. It's like a flying V sideways. I can't figure it out for the life of me.
If you're in last place, you still have a chance to win the conference. You just have to win 7 games in 7 days.
Wow.
And I'm like, good, because what people fail to recognize, and this is no knock on the MEAC, you know, but
don't you touch my MACtion. That's where I make my money.
But what they do wrong is they've got an 8-team bracket on a neutral floor. I'm like, well, what's the point of winning your conference?
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you look at, like, you know, the NEC, which is where, you know, the Mount used to be in before they went to the Metro, you know, at least they have home court advantage. But all right, I've gone crazy into a dissertation here. I like Bradley at +340 to win the Missouri Valley. That's at DraftKings right now. I just think, you know, this is a very good basketball team. They're on the opposite side of the best team in the Missouri Valley in Drake. They've played Drake twice. They split with Drake. They beat them on the road by 2 in the last couple of weeks here. So I think Bradley at +340 is an intriguing look there. The other one that a couple people were kind of egging me on for, and I didn't end up getting to the window, and I was curious how much their numbers stumbled was Northern Kentucky. Northern Kentucky in the Horizon League is at 28-1. So it's a super long shot. You know, they got to go on the road for the first round, or excuse me, the quarterfinals. They won yesterday, but if you look at Bart Torvik, they are the second best team in that conference over the last month or so. I think that's a conference that's pretty wide open. You know, their conference structure is a quarterfinal game on Thursday night, and then they reseed and they go to Indianapolis on Monday. So if they get that win and then you go and reseed, you'll probably play the one in Robert Morris. I think the most talented team is probably Milwaukee, who they more than likely wouldn't
play. And they match up well with it. They've matched up really well against Youngstown State and Milwaukee in that conference. Yeah. And they've been fishy line central. Even when Northern Kentucky was playing like dog crap, the lines kept favoring them, and they were coming through more often than not.
Embrace the stink, as we like to say.
I have trouble doing it, but yeah.
Well, I'll give you yesterday, the ultimate embrace was Texas A&M, and Giga Maggie was able to get us to the window as an outright winner. So I will give you one fishy line that I have bet. The market's moved a little bit here. I'm taking Ole Miss today at home against Tennessee. They're catching 2.5. This was 3.5 overnight. But this line, as you mentioned so eloquently there, JLC, this is very fishy. You've got the fourth-ranked team in the country in Tennessee going on the road to Ole Miss, who is currently unranked, and they're only laying 2.5, which makes you scratch your chin and say, what do they know here? Mm-hmm. But you've got a Tennessee coming off of a crazy comeback win over Alabama. That finish was unreal over the weekend. They win that game by 3, and Rick Barnes was hilarious, by the way, after that game. He's like, I was trying to call timeout. I didn't even see the final play of the game. And then you've got Ole Miss, who did snap their 3-game losing streak with a win over Oklahoma on Saturday, but prior to that had lost 3 in a row. So yeah, I like Ole Miss to win this game outright, but we'll take the points. So that would be the fishy line for me of the day. It would be Ole Miss at home catching 2.5 tonight against Rocky Top.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous, but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tim Murray lets people know what's going on at VSiN.
Yeah, you can catch me weeknights on VSiN Primetime, but more importantly, as we get into baseball time, and you might be falling asleep to Masson or Masson 2.
Not well, for long, but yeah.
Hopefully you do. And, well, at least one more year. At least one more year. Yeah. You can catch the VSiN Weekend Morning Line on Masson 2 starting at 10 a.m.
Nice.
On Saturday. Lots of college hoops as we get you ready. It's a lovely time of year. And, gentlemen, I'm tapping the heart. I'm honored.
Yes.
I'm honored to be an inductee into the Inside Access
Hall
of Fame.
Well deserving. Your boy Greg Peterson's well on his way, by the way.
Oops.
Yeah. Dude, that guy's an animal.
Yeah, that's one way to put it. He's a machine.
Animal.
He's a machine, my man. My man.
Every game.
Yeah, man.
Every game, he'll break down every... His Saturday podcast are like
six hours
long.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. And he comes around and there's 152 games on Sunday and he's got 4 hours and 48 minutes on that.
Love it.
Tim, thanks, buddy. Hall of Fame forever. We'll chat next week.
Love you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with Tim. What you got?
Well, this TMI took a bit of a turn because prior to this Grayson Rodriguez news, it was, are we feeling any better about this starting rotation?
He's throwing 89 because he wants to. Leave it alone.
We're going to get back into Grayson Rodriguez. How is he doing? The rest of the starting rotation. Look at the numbers of the starting rotation last year as well. That's next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.